Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agned West. This week's recipes all involve banana. Now, banana's not one of my favorite things to personally eat, but I love to incorporate it in a lot of different ingredients. And our recipes this week, we are in Five Cities, Pismo, California at the Sewing Cafe, and we are coming at you with these recipes. I hope you enjoy. My first recipe is a pecan banana bread. 2 cups of flour, 1 tablespoon of baking soda, and 1/4 of salt are gonna go into a separate bowl. In another bowl, we're gonna put 1/2 cup of butter, and I like to let that butter come down to room temp. I don't want it to be cold, but I definitely don't want it to be melted. 3/4 cup of brown sugar. And if you like a little bit more sweetness in your banana bread, you can add, you know, another little 1/2 cup to that. It won't make a huge difference. 2 eggs that we're going to beat, and we're going to mix that beaten egg mixture into our brown butter and our brown sugar. And then I'm going to add in, once we have that all incorporated and creamed together, 2 1/3 cup of overripe banana. Now, if your bananas are not overripe, it's okay. You can put them in the microwave, and even though they don't turn brown, they will overripe on the inside, because an overripe banana pretty much is a banana that's been turned in to like a banana mush. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but I always even take my overripe bananas and I'll put them in the microwave just because it's easier to work with them. You can put a slit and they'll slide right out. We're going to incorporate all these ingredients together, and I always like to use a fork when I mix my flour, baking soda, and salt with the rest of the ingredients, because if we overwork this batter, we're going to have a very dense, very heavy, unappetizing banana bread muffin, and we don't want to do that. So what I'm going to do is very simply, I'm going to use a fork, and once the mixture all comes together, even if it looks like it could be mixed a little bit more, I'm not going to make a big deal of it. I like to grab a mini ice cream scoop and make sure that we butter our muffin pan. Or if you're doing a whole loaf, the only thing that's going to change is just the time. Very simple, very delicious, 350 degrees. If you're doing muffins, 22 to 26 minutes. And if you're doing a whole loaf of bread for a banana bread slices, then I would say, you know what, at least leave it in there for 1 hour and 10 minutes and check it every 30 minutes just to make sure everything's good. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, check me out at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agned West.